Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents Jerry Ahern's The Survivalist. Narrated by Terrence Aselford, with performances by Mort Shelby, Karen Carbone, Colleen Delaney, Dylan Lynch, M.B. Van Dorn, Richard Rowan, Nanette Savard, Michael John Casey, Andy Clements, Christopher Graybill, James Konacek, Anthony Greenberg, Dolores King-Williams, and David Coyne. The Survivalist, number 4, The Doomsayer.
Rourke closed the low alpine loco pack and checked that it was secure on the back of the jet-black Harley-Davidson lowrider. He scanned the ground in the early sunlight and checked that the fire was out and all his gear accounted for. He would need gasoline by the end of the day and was aiming toward one of the strategic fuel reserve sites the new president of the United States II, Samuel Chambers, had pinpointed for him. He had been out of the retreat for nearly 7 days, where he had re-equipped and rested for a day while Paul Rubenstein had prepared. He left the same day Paul had set out for Florida in quest of his parents to see if somehow they had survived the Holocaust of the night of the war, World War III, maybe World War Last. There was a haze around the sunrise, a redness of the atmosphere. The Geiger counter strapped to the Harley still indicated normal radiation levels, but John Thomas Rourke was worried. In the 7 days he had been out, there had been no sign of Sarah, his wife, nor of his children, Michael and Anne. He was heading east, assuming that Sarah and the children had for some reason turned toward the Georgia coast, perhaps to avoid brigand bands or the Russians. On this gamble, Rourke currently hung his slim hopes. He had missed them before by mere hours. He snatched up the CAR-15, popping out the 30-round magazine, removing the chambered round there. Then he loaded the .223 solid into the magazine and snapped off the trigger. He bent his head as he slung the collapsible stock semi-automatic rifle across his back, muzzle down, scope covers in place. Rourke's Harley somehow reassured him. He had chosen it before the war because he had felt it was the best, and it hadn't let him down. Like the Rolex Submariner on his wrist, the Colt rifle on his back, the Detonix pistols in the double shoulder rig under his brown leather jacket, the 6-inch Colt Python on his right hip, with these weapons, he had survived until now. He stared past the bike into the gorge below, and his eyes followed the road climbing the side of the gorge from near the river bottom. Was Rubenstein alive? Had he yet located his parents? They were somewhere in the Armageddon that was Florida, much like the rest of the United States, only worse, because there the communist Cubans reportedly ruled at the discretion of the Soviets, titular winners of the war. His daughter Anne, almost 7. Rourke moved forward out of the small clearing where he had camped the night before. He had followed the mountains as long as he could before dropping to the Piedmont. There he had looked for some sign of a camp or hoof prints from the horses Sarah and the children had ridden as they left Tennessee in search of him. Rourke pushed the sunglasses up against the bridge of his nose as he turned the bike from the clearing onto the winding animal trail that led out of the woods. He slowed the bike at the edge of the tree line, cutting it in a narrow arc and stopping, surveying the gorge, more clearly visible now below him, snapping up the leather jacket's collar against the cold. It was summer by the calendar. The oddity of the seasons worried him, too. A smile crossed Rourke's lips. The brigands were below Rourke, on the road paralleling the gorge. He walked toward the lip of ground, looking down into the river bottom canyon. He snatched the Bushnell armored 8x30s from the case under his jacket and focused them along the road below. A single motorcycle, the rider low over the handlebars, and 100 yards or less behind the rider were 2 dozen or so motorcycles. Behind them, at a short distance, were a half dozen pickup trucks, filled with brigands. He focused in on the rider of the lead motorcycle, a woman with reddish-brown hair that hung straight in the slipstream behind her. The woman rounded a curve.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?